This is How Ionic Topic Number 10, and I wanted to ask why the Trinity of Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost left out the woman, or is the woman left out in the Christian iconography?
It is included. It absolutely is included.
Where in the terms Father, Son, Holy Ghost is it patently obvious?
Well, the same way when you end a prayer, you say amen. Why doesn't it say a women? Mm-hmm. It's understood. Father, Son, Holy Ghost is just a way to set up a set of three.
Does it relate to the 1-2-3 process or the 3-2-1 process?
Neither. It's the combination of your operating system. You have an operating system in your computer, right?
Is that the Father?
No.
Oh. Okay, operating system, right?
You have an operating system. Okay, and then you have a physicalness, a physical meat sack. Okay? And then you have a non-physical part. Because otherwise, if you lose the non-physical part, they say you're dead.
Oh, wait a minute. We're talking about a computer.
Well, we're talking about your mind.
Oh, okay. So the operating system is?
The mind.
Okay.
And then you have you have the Son, which is the physical.
The meat sack.
The meat sack. And then you have the Holy Ghost.
Which is the non-physical.
Correct. Now, those are actually interchangeable, you see, between the non-physical. Which one do you call the Father and which one do you call the Holy Ghost? They're kind of interchangeable.
And there were theological...
You're the creator, you see.
Right, and there were theological disputes about that.
Well, of course, that's my point. That's why they're interchangeable.
Because that creates contrast for people to create with? I mean, I'm talking about the disputes as creation.
Well, no, they didn't know what God was, and what they said God was, God wasn't. And then that became their reason for living, and everyone who didn't believe that had to die. So, you know, please yourself.
But back to Father, Son, Holy Ghost, mind, yes. Meat sack, and Holy Ghost, non-physical, are interchangeable.
No, just the Father and the Holy Ghost part.
Ah.
The Son is the meat sack, always.
So, is the Father the mind? That's thought.
Could be.
What
could also be the Holy Ghost.
Right, and is non-physical very close to thought?
It is the it's what thoughts what creates through the non-physical.
Right, the non-physical can't create, but
correct.
Through the non-physical, thought can create.
And neither can the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost doesn't create.
Oh, okay. Yeah, neither can the Holy Ghost create.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's why they're interchangeable, you see. Because the Father doesn't create either.
Yeah, the mind doesn't create. Well, thought, all creations come from thought.
Well, but who gives the thought, you see? Is that always through contrast, or is it just next logical step? That's why they're interchangeable, and that's why there's that little dig of issue. Which one is greater? The only thing that the Son is always the physical. That's why Jesus was known as the Son of God, but he was also known as the Son of Man. You see, that's the enigma.
Yeah, and the woman as meat sack is included in the concept of Son?
Oh, absolutely. 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 Because now, and we can prove that. If you want some, show me the science.
Oh, okay.
Every human being that has a specific gender has the building blocks of being female and male, and sometimes they get both, and sometimes they get neither. So it's all in that same creation. Those building blocks are there. Every man has the could have just as easily been a woman, and every woman could have just as easily been a man.
At what point?
Otherwise, what? Otherwise, what good are pecs on a man?
Right, but at what point is that question still there, whether it's going to be a man or a woman? You talking about in the womb?
No,
I mean,
we're sorry. We're saying that it's got to be both, because now your new technology is if you're a man and you want to be a woman, they can cut things around and give you hormones and make you a woman.
Right, but what were you referring to when you said at one point it's because of the technology now?
No. But you can't. It doesn't exclude women at all, because every man and every woman is a half a click of chromosome from being either. So they're all together. They're the same. It's just the creation balance.
Well,
that's all. It could have been the daughter of the father daughter in Holy Ghost. See, but it's understood that the man is just the meat sack, all meat sacks.
And what
with the penis or without, they're still a meat sack.
Right, but you're saying that it one click away, but then the result is totally different. One click away during the process.
Well, the way it's developed when you choose to come forth. But if you really, really, really look at the actual genitalia, they have the same things.
So when a new soul spills into the physical, has it decided whether to be a male or a female?
Well, we would say yes, but then why would people want to have sex change operations?
All right, well, they do. So what is the factor in their life?
They decide as they go along. They create it as they go. They can be, do, or have anything they want to do. If they were born a man and they live long enough, they can decide they like having sex with men, and that's not going to be an abomination. That's going to be an abomination before their God, so they'll have things clicked around so they can be a woman. Bam, there you go.
And
if the essence of that is to learn how to love, fabulous. You're not going to stop them. You're not going to undo creation, so why push against it, you see?
So that possibility before the present technology was always there and was acted on.
Correct. And if you look at a man, he has the difference. Looking at the differences, there ain't much difference when you start looking at all the bodies. The way that they urinate comes out of their basic, from their penis through their urethra. Well, women have a urethra too. Well, the scrotum holds the testicles, and that's that part, the opposite part, the balance part of the ovaries. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you get right down to it, there ain't really that much difference. I've seen some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful men on your earth. I've also seen some handsome women on your earth. If you start lining them all up, some you can't really tell the difference, you see. So it's the meat sack is the man part. The meat sack is the women, man, meat sack, they're all sons.
So the...
All we're saying is there's no delineation between male and female. They're all meat sacks.
So the cultures that make a big deal about the difference...
are based on false premises.
But the false premise leads to creation and wealth.
Indeed.
Thank you.
It was a long way to get there, but I think we got there. What do you think?
Okay, that's it. I've done 10 topics. I've added. I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Well, but remember, science provides you a choice, so you don't have to really worry.
Coming or going, right. Well, you know, in terms of...
Or is that like pitching or catching? Which is it?
Yeah. In terms of what happens...